All right, 5:17 is our time. It is day three of our stay here at Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans. Now, some have pointed out the fact that we haven't talked football any.
Who?
Various emailers and those who get into that sort of thing.
Why don't they mind their own effing business?
That's pretty much what I told them. That if you're looking for football talk, look elsewhere.
We're going to break down the special teams here pretty soon.
Yeah. We went over a little while ago what happens or what we think will happen when the Ravens have the football on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. What happens when the Ravens kick off, though? That's where the fun really starts.
Right. So we're going to start with the Gunners and go man by man on special teams.
Okay, so I'm really looking forward to this. Now,
don't.
I am.
Don't.
Yeah, look, I'm not overselling. I'm just saying this is very unique to this program. Because you had an idea from the get-go that you were going to follow through with at Media Day yesterday, and that was to go up to the San Francisco 49ers and confront them about one Ray Lewis. Because this is Ray's last game. And you're consumed by, and as many are, for good reason, you're consumed by the, I guess, forgetfulness of the country over the Ray Lewis murders.
Right. I'm consumed by what really happened at Cobalt that night.
And that we just conveniently look past it, like, well,
yeah,
big
this
deal.
This is the guy who was involved in something like that, yet they follow him around in just incredible, almost Tebow-like fashion. He's apparently going to sashay straight over to ESPN for some big football job there Sunday.
And what is it? What did Wes Welker's wife say, tweet or whatever, Facebook, that seven kids, five women or something like that?
Oh, yeah, I think the count is 6 and 4.
Okay.
But and this is a so-called man of God. And he's been involved in a lot of things that what I would think of as a man of God would not be involved in. Yet, you know, still people insist on deifying him. So we're out there at 49ers Media Day yesterday. And we decide that we're going to take it to the streets and find out what these guys think about Ray. Now, a couple of disclaimers here, if you don't mind.
Yes.
If you're looking for big stars involved in this, if you'd like to know what Patrick Willis thinks of this, or where Michael Crabtree might fall on it, that's not going to happen. However, if you would like to know what the average spare 49er thinks about it, we have a few vignettes like that for you here. Now, I was kind of on the fence about whether or not I really wanted to do this or not.
Right.
You know? And I finally decided to try it with one. And that went well enough, so I tried it with another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're at Media Day, and their charge is to cooperate.
They're willing to talk.
Yeah, they are willing to talk.
Especially the spares. Yeah. You know, where they know this is their only time, probably, and they take advantage of it.
Right. So the first one I want to play for everybody here is with a local guy. A guy who, as things turned out, I did not know this at the time. In fact, I had not heard of most of these guys that I talked to. So this first one turns out to be, as you will hear, a local guy.
All right, now you got to excuse me. I don't know much about football. I'm kind of new to this, okay? Please tell me go out there and make yourself useful and interview somebody. So here I am. What's your name?
I'm Tony Jared Eddy.
Tony Jared Eddy, what do you play? What position?
Defensive line.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Really? Where'd you go to school?
DeSoto High School.
DeSoto?
Yeah.
Where'd you play college ball?
Texas A&M University.
Have you ever heard of The Ticket in Dallas?
Yeah.
Can you pause
ESPN
it?
The Ticket.
ESPN The Ticket? Is that what he said?
Yeah. The Ticket.
Yeah, he said ESPN The Ticket. And for those who didn't get that, this is Tony Jared
Eddy.
Eddy.
You remember yesterday when we were doing the quiz between those two guys?
Yeah.
Tony Jared Eddy is the one who yelled out the answer.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, who yelled out Doug Williams or whatever. That was him.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was... Yeah, I saw him quite a bit. I don't really remember him. He's a rookie, though, isn't he? He's not a rookie?
I don't know. We might get into that here in just a second.
Because Craig interviewed him, too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, Craig walked up to him and was like, so I guess you never got a chance to block for Johnny Football. And he goes, well, I'm on the defensive line.
Oh, is it? No, no, no. Is it ESPN?
No.
It's Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah.
You ever been on the ticket or anything?
No, I've never been on the ticket.
You listen to it while you're riding around out there in South Dallas?
Every once in a while.
Out on Hampton and stuff?
Yeah, Hampton.
All right, a couple other things. Do you know who Mick Jagger is?
I've heard of him. I've heard a song. Is he a dancer? Because the song says you got moves like Mick
Jagger. God! Are you kidding me?
No. Yeah. Now, is that who said this yesterday?
No.
There was another guy, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a pretty prevalent idea that's circulating through the 49ers.
Dude, Jake?
So the youth of America's knowledge of the Rolling Stones is solely based on one Maroon 5 song.
Yes, and Jake called it. When we were talking about this a few weeks ago, Jake said the only reason people know who Mick Jagger is because of Maroon 5. And they don't know who he is.
Yeah,
they think he's a dancer.
Right.
They think he's like Baryshnikov.
Because he's got moves like Jagger.
God, what the hell is wrong with people? People suck.
Okay. What was it? You're a defensive lineman?
Yes, sir.
Who's your position coach?
Jimmy Tomsula.
Do you hate him?
I love him. Great coach.
Why?
He's a great coach.
He's a great coach?
Yep.
Do you think Ray Lewis did it?
Did what? Nope. He's not in jail, so he didn't do it.
Oh. Are you doing it out there for Ray this Sunday?
I'm doing it out there for the fans.
You're doing it for the fans?
Yeah.
Trying to bring the bowl back to the 49ers?
Yeah.
Do you know who Mumford & Sons are?
No.
Never heard of them?
No.
Okay. When you're in Dallas, listen to the ticket just as often as you possibly can.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You do that for me?
I got you.
You love me?
Yep, I love you. I love everybody.
All right.
Who is this old guy? Good. Leave me alone. Do you know who Mumford & Sons are?
I love Mike on the Street, man. That's awesome.
I know.
All right, that was Tony Gerardelli. You want another,
yes.
another one?
This
yeah.
is awesome.
Okay.
Do you hate him?
Okay. Who's this?
Just wait a minute.
Okay. Hey, I'm on the West Coast.
All right. I got to tell you, I don't know much about football or anything, you know. They just sent me out here and said, do some of this. So, okay, humor me here a little bit, okay? You have to tell me some things, all right?
Shoot.
What's your name, first of all?
Dobbs.
What's your first name?
DeMarcus
Dobbs?
Yeah.
Now, this guy is eyeing me very suspiciously.
All right, like...
Good.
Like, some news agency is just going to send a guy out there...
I don't really know much about football.
Look, man, right out front, I got to tell you this. I don't know what's going on here. Just send him to the Super Bowl. Who knows nothing about it?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
And he was not digging my scene.
Okay.
In fact, I feared the walk-off early on.
What position you play?
Defensive end.
Defensive end?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to college?
Georgia.
How long you been in the league?
2 years.
You excited about the Super Bowl?
Very excited.
Excited about New Orleans?
I love New Orleans.
You ever been here before?
I have been here before, twice.
What do you do when you're here? For fun.
For fun?
Yeah.
See that ring? He's carrying the trophy.
That's what everybody does.
Yeah, but, I mean, not everybody can go to a restaurant and get gator tail bites. So, yeah, love those.
You like those?
Love those.
Where'd you grow up at?
Georgia.
Whereabouts?
Savannah.
Okay. Is that kind of a small town?
I mean, it's probably not as big as town in Georgia besides Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah. All right, do you know who Mick Jagger is?
He's a guy that, you know, can make anything work. Right?
What?
What?
He's a guy who can make anything work.
Yes.
Right? That is the best answer ever.
I mean, I guess he's kind of right.
Look, I'm stealing your line of questioning here.
That's
all
right.
You're the one that wanted to do this.
That's okay. That's fine.
Yeah, you can say that. Oh, do you know who Mumford & Sons are?
I do know who Mumford & Sons are.
Who are they?
They're band.
Wow. You like them?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, do you think Ray did it?
good work.
Stop it right there.
Oh, my God. What a laugh. Can we back it up?
Yeah, we can back it up. We can do anything you want, Holmes.
This is life.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, do you think Ray did it? That night after the Super Bowl, something happened out there in Atlanta.
I'm not aware of the whole story, though.
You don't know the whole story?
I don't.
But you don't think he did it? You think he's innocent?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Are you doing it for Ray out there? It's his last game and everything Sunday. Doing it for Ray?
Doing what for Ray?
Playing the game for Ray.
I don't play for the Baltimore Ravens.
So you're trying to beat Ray?
We're trying to win a game.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to do.
Okay. But you're not thinking about Ray? You're not thinking of Ray at all?
Whether Ray Lewis played or he didn't, we're trying to win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
That's our standpoint.
All right. Got anything you want to say to anybody? Give a shout-out?
Oh, no.
You out of shout-outs?
Yeah, I'm out of shout-outs. I've been giving shout-outs all day.
All right, good luck out there, Marcus Thomas. Enjoy talking to you.
Oh, man, this is awesome.
That was like, his laugh is like Black Ken Buffet. Yeah.
These are amazing. I love how Mike kind of butters them up just by small talk and chit-chat and then gets right to the meat.
Are you doing it for Ray? Doing what?
I don't even get that.
Doing what, man?
You know, they're always doing it for the people.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for the people, man.
Right.
So, I'm asking them if they're doing it for Ray.
Hey, he knew who Mumford & Sons was.
God. Yeah, he did.
And he had a real weird understanding of Mick Jagger.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a guy that can make anything work.
Right.
You want one more?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Want one more.
I want 12 more.
Okay, let's see here. Let's do this one here.
Okay.
All right, now. Oh, shoot.
What happened?
Okay, I don't. All right, now, this is with some big Tongan guy that I don't know what his name is.
Big Tongan guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know much about football, you know. I don't follow the sport too closely. I'm more of a baseball guy. You like baseball?
Yeah, a little
bit. Wait
a minute.
That's not him. Let's try this.
Okay.
Okay.
This
awesome. You got to humor me. They just sent me out here. I don't know nothing about football. Okay, so what's your name?
Jean-Francois.
Okay. All right, that's not the
where you from?
Miami, Florida.
Okay. Listen, how long you been in the league?
4 years.
What position do you play?
Everything up front.
Okay. Who's your position coach?
Jimmy Tomasulo.
Do you hate him?
No, I love him.
Hard ass?
Always.
Okay. Do you know who Mick Jagger is?
I say I know who it is, but I couldn't get a picture of his face.
Don't know anything about him? Just know the name, heard
the
name, and stuff.
Name.
Okay. You know who Mumford & Sons are?
No.
Do you think Ray did it?
No, he didn't. No.
You don't think Ray did it?
I don't believe Ray did it.
You think Ray's innocent?
Innocent as always.
Are you guys out here on Sunday doing it for Ray?
We're doing it for ourselves, San Francisco 49ers.
And you don't care about Ray?
The Baltimore Ravens have to, not us. He's a well-respected guy, but all I got to worry about is my teammate in San Francisco.
And out there, once the game starts, you're going to be trying to take care of Ray yourself?
I play defense. I can't take care of Ray.
You don't play no special teams or nothing? Camera over there on the sidelines.
Pause it there.
Tap.
You got a little street there with him, didn't you? You don't play no special teams or nothing, dog? Yeah, I see what you're doing. Don't worry about it.
Got to talk to these guys the way they understand, Corby.
Exactly.
Tap or something?
Nah, just after the game, shake his hand, just show respect to him. One of the best linebackers in the NFL.
What do you think is going to happen out there Sunday?
You're going to get one hell of a game.
I think it's going to be a good game, huh? A lot of people don't.
A lot of people don't?
Yeah, a lot of people don't think this is going to be a good game.
Well, a lot of people don't play football.
A lot of people hate the Ravens, too. They're for you guys, man. You got America on your side. Do you realize that?
I didn't realize that until now, until you told me.
All right, well, you do, man. You do. You got to do it for us, okay?
Will.
All right, man.
All right.
Take care.
You know who that was, don't you?
Ricky Jean-Francois?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is great because they all think you're insane.
There's no doubt. You got to do it for us, man.
And by the way,
all right,
so
we'll do
people
it for you.
Will stop tweeting and calling. We get it. That the guy probably thought instead of saying Mick Jagger, you were saying MacGyver.
Oh, that, no way! I didn't know.
Didn't get anything done.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounded like I said MacGyver?
No, you didn't at all. He thought that Mick Jagger was MacGyver.
All right, let me see if I can find them.
An idiot.
Seriously, a million tweets.
Okay. All right. I got to tell you, I don't know much about football or anything. You know, they just sent me out here and said do some of this. So, okay, humor me here a little bit, okay? You're going to have to tell me some things. All right?
Shoot.
What's your name? That's the first
one. We just played that one, didn't we?
Yeah, I did. Let's try this one. All right, now, got to tell you, I'm kind of new to this. I don't know a whole lot about the game of football or anything. I'm more of a baseball guy.
I love baseball.
You like baseball?
Damn,
I can't find the one I'm looking for here.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that's enough.
What?
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough.
Well, sort them out and let's play the other ones later.
Well, he sorted them out earlier. He got confused.
Oh,
we had it all
ready.
Yeah,
I don't have them marked or anything. They're just numbered here. And in the break, I'll see if I can find the one with the Tongan guy because it's worth hearing, too.
All right, let's go wheelchair wireless.